Edition of The Legal Dose. My name is Brandon Pierce, and I'm here today with Assistant Director of Student Engagement, Amber Featherstone. Hello, Amber. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. We're going to talk a little bit today about the opportunity student, the international opportunity students have here at Charlotte Law. So to kind of start that off, could you tell us a little bit about your career background and what led you here to Charlotte Law?
Sure. So I graduated with a bachelor's degree in international studies from the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Go Heels. And after that, started working for a company that recruited teachers from all over the world to teach in the U.S. So before I came to Charlotte, I was kind of in a different field, but doing a lot of international travel. Through that company, I also lived and worked in Costa Rica for almost 2 years. And so that experience really gave me a love for basically all things international. And then I was brought onto Charlotte School of Law to work with our international students and also our international programming. And so since here, I have done both of those things, being heavily involved, especially with our study abroad program.
Okay, and could you tell us a little bit about the study abroad program here? What activities or programs are within that area?
Sure. So Charlotte School of Law offers study abroad in Lithuania. It's a six-week program in Vilnius, Lithuania, that happens every summer. We are ABA approved. This year, the course will students can choose courses between 4 and 6 credits, or they can do externships. We're expecting to have hopefully 8 to 10 externship opportunities as well, so students could be in country for 6 weeks working instead of studying. And then the program is focused on the comparison of U.S. and European Union law. So the courses involve business and finance and kind of the way those things fall out into the legal system. This year we will offer the sales class that is going to be a 3L requirement for graduation. So students who come on the program this summer are able to get that graduation requirement out of the way as well.
Okay, and when you're talking about the study abroad program in Lithuania or in general, what are some of the professional benefits for students who participate in those programs?
Yeah, I mean, the world is growing increasingly smaller, and so anytime a person in any business or any field can get international experience, it can only help them. There have been a lot of studies that have come out recently that people who travel and study abroad for longer periods of time gain a different type of thinking skill, because you do have to think on your feet and you're kind of, you know, on your own sometimes. It gives our students just a better cultural understanding. This past summer, our students were able to interact with Lithuanian students and really get to know them and learn about their history. And it just, I think it makes our students and it makes attorneys just more open to other types of people and being more open to diversity. So it's a huge benefit for attorneys who are especially looking to be more involved in the international realm. And even if you're not, just that experience can give you a set of skills that not everyone can get.
And so being in your interactions with the students who did study abroad this past summer in Lithuania and going there yourself, what were some of the highlights among the students, or the biggest highlight amongst the students?
You know, I had never been to Lithuania until we went this summer, and I think myself and the students were all shocked. It's a place you don't hear a lot about. It's a place you rarely think about, really. And it's beautiful. It's a beautiful country. We had so much fun. The classrooms where we taught were actually in the old town of Vilnius. It's the second largest old town in Europe. It's a UNESCO World Heritage Site, so it's just beautiful. These old colonial-style buildings and curvy, winding streets that are cobblestoned. Our students had a lot of fun just getting to know the culture. Lithuania does have a very good nightlife, so there was a lot to do in the evenings for our students. And just overall, like I said, we got to interact with so many Lithuanians and getting to know their history. It's an interesting country. they were occupied by the Soviet Union until 1991. So there's a huge divide in the country, and you can see a big generational gap between people who grew up under the Soviet rule and the younger people who are now pretty much running the country because they're the ones with the education and the skills and the English. And they love Americans there, which not everyone in Europe does. So we were very welcomed, and it was just a very warm, fun place to be.
Great. And so when you consider the more programs in the future, what are some potential countries that could possibly be open, or Charlotte Law could be open to sending students in the future?
Yeah, so Charlotte Law has really started focusing on our international connections and where we can provide opportunities for our students. The director of international programs, Professor Tony Ketron, has done a lot of work. He has worked to sign initial memorandums of agreements with universities in Norway, Belgium, also in Germany, where we hope to send exchange students for possibly like a semester abroad, where they can take classes in English on those campuses, but pay their regular Charlotte School of Law tuition. So it's really not an additional expense in that sense. We also have some initial happenings in Asia, Korea and China specifically. There's some talks. Professor Sanchez has connections in Argentina, and we're really hoping that Argentina will be the next place that we're able to offer a study abroad or a travel component course. So all of these are kind of at the very top of our list, and we're making them a priority, and so hopefully in the next couple of years we'll have more than just Lithuania, but also some other options for students who maybe are interested in different parts of the world.
That's really great to hear. Yeah. And so for what about the student who may be considering studying abroad? What are some of the things he or she should consider before making that decision?
There's a lot to consider. You know, I always recommend students, if they want to come talk to me, I've studied abroad, I understand the processes, but they should start thinking about their finances. I mean, you can get financial aid for study abroad over the summer. That includes your housing and your travel and things like that. But sometimes programs have expenses that you need to pay before you get your financial aid funds. For example, the flight. Flights are much cheaper if you can book them earlier. So studying abroad is mostly about planning ahead. Do you have your passport? You know, do you have your emergency contact information and, you know, shots and vaccines if needed, depending on where you're going? They can get more information from me directly. Also, our website, we have an international programs portal on OrgSync. Students can access more information about Lithuania, also our travel component courses, and they can see information on how to schedule a meeting with me if they have more questions.
Well, that's great that you're available, or those other channels are available for students who want more information. And so I just want to go ahead and thank you for your time here today and your input, Amber. It was so nice talking with you, and we hope that you all listening will join us next time on Legal Bills. Thanks.